up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, I hate to surprise anybody, but it is time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I got old-time records, and they're old, so we better play them, huh? Are you ready for another week? I can tell you are. Let's just get things rolling here as the Oompa Hour coming at you once again, wherever it is you happen to be listening to it from, because it's all over the country, man. Let's start out with what happened here is I was cleaning out some records, sitting over back behind a turntable. There are about four stacks of 45s back there. And I was like, what are these all still sitting here for? They've been sitting there for months and months, probably years. And it was nothing that we'd be interested in until I got to the bottom of one pile in the back, and there was a bunch of old-time records in there. And I thought, well, these probably haven't been played for a while. I don't know where they, go in the very loosely organized system of records. Because I do put them up on the shelf on the other end after I've played them, eventually. So, I don't know, but that's where a good share of these records are coming from, is that stray stack back there. Let's start out with Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. And I think you probably know this one. See, everybody knows that one, and now it's done for another week. Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys, their version of She's Too Fat for Me, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week here. This is even in the original vintage JJ record sleeve. JJ, the greatest name in polka fame. That's what that says. Happy music, happy sound. When JJ records are round. Well, I better not be square. They wouldn't fit in the record player. Anyway, let's just keep it rolling here on the old Oompa Hour. How you doing this week anyway? Here's Wally Ives and his Jolly Dutchman, because there never seemed to be any other kind of Dutchman. Have you noticed that? Like, you never have, John Doe and his crummy Dutchman. John Doe and his grumpy Dutchman. You have the six fat Dutchmen. They might be grumpy, but I don't really know. But they always seem to be jolly. I mean, I have nothing wrong with being jolly, but let's just shake it up a little bit once in a while, huh? Anyway, let's do it. Here's the Braves polka. There you go. That's the Braves polka and Wally Ives and his Jolly Dutchman. I think that's the only record I have by Wally Ives and his Jolly Dutchman, by the way. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show where all this nonsense happens each and every week. And I wouldn't kid you about that, because then I'd be a kidding kind of guy. And I'm always serious. Hey, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Cordially invite you to pay them a visit if you happen to be in the area, or if you're looking for an excuse to be in the area. Could be good for that, too. 1,400 accordions and whatnot on display. All sorts of memorabilia and related brouhaha from the people and the music and the historians and the immigrants that moved here and brought their music with and all that great stuff. They've got the concert hall. You want to learn how to fix an accordion? They can teach you that, too. They can answer accordion questions. They can help you out with all kinds of things. Check them out online. You can find out way more than I could tell you in a minute or so. Worldofaccordions.org is where you go to check it out, okay? Worldofaccordions.org. Tell them the Oompa Hour sent you. See if that confuses them, all right? Let's do Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. I'm betting you know this one, too.
You're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all my money, you laugh and call me old Santa Claus, but I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you, because, just because.
you're so pretty. Just because you think you're so hot. Just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all my money. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus. But I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Because, just because.
Cousin Fuzzy and all the cousins there, just because. Of course, you already knew that here on Tim Zumpa Hour. The old-time oldie show. Perfect weather up here in northern Minnesota the last few days. Looks like it's going to kind of hang around. There's always that 20% chance of shower or thunderstorm. And when it comes along, they're just kind of spotty. And it hasn't really been a big deal for another week. I like the way that is going, I'll tell you that. We got to put a starter in the Mercury. Yep, 53 Merc. Starter got stuck. You know that happens. They get dead spot in them. And if you go bang on it with a hammer, then the car will start. But it's not very convenient. And I'm not looking forward to doing it because my shoulder is injured and I have a lot of pain. And I don't know if I can get a starter in that thing without using my shoulder. And I don't have a hoist. So I got to put it on jack stands in the driveway and crawl under it. Does any of this sound like fun? No, because I'm too cheap to pay some guy to do it. We'll see. But yeah, I had car shows last weekend and we were going to run back on there over. And the car wouldn't start. It's just been sitting in the driveway since. But I'm going to have to tend to that. So that's on my project list for the week. How about you? Got anything that's kind of a pain in the butt coming? Well, just do it. Get it over with. And then you can relax, have an ice cream sandwich, and not worry about it. That's my plan anyway. Here are the Maddie's Brothers. Yashu found the Kishka.
Since the tractor kiss got down, Yasho is the king in town. La 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 la. Hey, Yasho from the Kishka, but you are surprised. Mixed with the Kielbasi right before our eyes. Yasho from the Kishka, see it on the rack. Don't you, Yasho, cause you brought it back. Yasho is our favorite guy. Everybody drink a toast to the man who did the most. Yasho brought the Kishka back. See it hanging on the rack. La 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 la. Hey, Yasho brought the Kishka. What you are surprised. Mixed with the Kielbasi right before our eyes. Yasho brought the Kishka. See it on the rack. Don't you, Yasho.
There's our award for enthusiasm this far in the show anyway. They're the Maddie's Brothers. Yashu found the Kishka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hey, don't forget, too, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever. There's a million ways you can get in touch with the Yumpa Hour. You could do it on a phone. You can leave a text, send a text message, or you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Again, that's 218-259-2985. Or you can email us, oompahour at AOL.com. That's all small letters, of course, no spaces. Oompahour at AOL.com. Or hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/TimZoompahour. Okay? All right, that's how you do it, all those ways, if you have a request. I'm just standing here with a handful of 78s. I'm not sure that I have a 78 of the week for this week. Wouldn't that be a sad situation? To not have a 78 old-time record to play this week. Everything I have laying around looks like I've played it already. Somehow I slacked off. Oh, I hate going through 78s because the boxes are so darn heavy and the records are so darn brittle. You got to be super careful, man. I don't think I've got a 78 of the week. I could rerun something from a few weeks ago or something, but that would be cheating. So there. So we'll see. Here's one I haven't played for a long, long time. It's the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Polka with Whoopi John. Yes, I can see the flying car in my mind just when I play that record. Man, I've not seen the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang movie in a long time. Of course, I haven't been a kid in a long time either. But that used to come on the TV every so often back when my sister and I were kids. We'd be like, ooh, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Good movie, though. If you haven't seen it with the kids, I bet my grandson would love that. Kind of a slow movie if you're a really little kid. But hey, you can't beat a flying car, and there's a lot of good songs in it. So, hey, what the heck, huh? All right, now this next record just says it's by Shmuleski. Not like several of them, or a band, or a group. You know, they had several different names they played and recorded under. It just says Shmuleski. And I've decided that they lost the S on the end, and it should just say Shmuleskis. Because there's clearly more than one person playing. I don't know what the deal is, but here's the Bye Bye Baby Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. We'll be right back. All right, see, we're going to call that Shimoleski's, not just a Shimoleski, as the record would say, because that would be a pretty good one-man band. There's the Bye Bye Baby Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now I got an oldie but a goodie. Well, they're all oldies but goodies because they're all phonograph records. So they got to go back a ways, you know. I have Woody Sorensen here to do the Golden Wing Schottische. I'm 99.99% sure. And, of course, remember now, that means I have to remember back, you know, over the last 8 years or so. Whether or not I played this or not, because I didn't look it up. It's like my brain went blank for a second. Yikes, here's the Golden Wing Schottische, Woody Sorensen on Tim's Oompa Hour. Woody Sorensen, I think for the first time ever on the show. I wouldn't swear to that, but I'm pretty darn sure anyway. So there you go. Now, a few records ago, we already played The Braves Polka by Wally Ives and his Jolly Dutchman. And, of course, that was an instrumental. And I must have, these are all from that pile of records that I found put away behind other piles of records, which were all piled behind a turntable. And I have Milwaukee, the Home of the Braves, by Charles Magnante, his accordion, his orchestra, and his singers. That's what it says on the record. And this one's got singing. So I guess this is gradually turning into a Home of the Braves baseball show. Are the Braves still in Milwaukee? I know nothing about baseball. Milwaukee Braves? Does that sound right? That doesn't sound right to me now. Wait a minute. Maybe I'll look that up. Isn't it the Brewers? Right? Milwaukee Braves? No, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. We're going to do this live. No, this is going to waste a lot of time. Let me just try this. I'm going to type this into my Google thing here. And the rest of you I know are yelling at me. Well, see, it comes up Milwaukee Brewers as soon as I type it in. So I don't know, because these are old records, so things could have changed. Oh, it's the Atlanta Braves. Then why is Milwaukee the home of the Braves? How did they wind up in Atlanta? I know nothing about sports. I just know things about polka records, and here it is.
Hey, don't go Milwaukee, go! Hey, go Milwaukee, go!
Batter up!
Yay! Go
Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. The neighbors get together for a friendly little chat of hits and runs and errors and how many times at bats. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. The other teams are doubtful about a place to hang their hats, but Milwaukee's the home of the Braves. There's a long way to go, Milwaukee, a tough road to home, Milwaukee, so don't stall on the long, long haul. Keep your eye on the ball, for the flag will fly in the fall. For Milwaukee, the home of the Braves.
Better up!
The home of the Braves. The fans all know which blade each pitcher uses when he shaves, and anyone can tell you just how many games he saves. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Each year they know that this will be the year the pennant waves. In Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. There's a long way to go, Milwaukee, a tough road to home, Milwaukee, so don't stall on the long, long haul. Keep your eye on the ball, the flag will fly in the fall. For Milwaukee, the home of the Braves.
There you go, Milwaukee, the home of the Braves, not anymore. Let's see, what do they say they're in? They're somewhere else now. Atlanta? That would still work. Atlanta, the home of the Braves. It's the same syllables. We could redo the song. It could be a hit all over again for a different team. Why not? The magic of music here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where this kind of silliness happens every week. Glad you're here for another round. Now, speaking of another round, I have noticed that on several records, different polka bands have performed Alexander's Ragtime Band. And I usually don't play it because I'm like, well, that's not really a polka. And I grabbed the record here by Herman Dinges, I believe it is. D-I-N-G-E-S. It's not Dinges. That would be weird. Herman Dinges, I believe, and his Polka and Variety Band. And they do kind of a fun little version of Alexander's Ragtime Band. And I listen to this, and I could dance to it, so you should be able to dance to it, too.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here, 'cause it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before, so natural that you wanna go to war. It's just the bestest band that ever could be, honey lad. Come on along, and let me take you by the hand. To the man, I said the man, who is the leader of the band. And if you want to hear that Swanee River play in ragtime, come on along, come on and hear Alexander's Ragtime Band. Take you by the hand. To the man who is the leader of the band. And if you want to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on along,
Come on and hear Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Fits in just fine. It's kind of Dixieland, but man, I can see you dancing, right? Huh? There you have Herman Dinges and his Polka and Variety Band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Pretty sure it's the first time that one's been played. I think Herm's been on the show before, but I don't think we played that song before. So, hey, why not, huh? Shall we do a waltz? I can't find a 78 to play for you this week. I feel sad about that. I mean, maybe I'll go look in the ones I played months ago. Maybe I'll find one that seems so old I won't remember having played it. We'll see. I'll take a look here. I'm not giving up yet because I like to have a 78 in every show since we started doing that. And I'll see what I can find. But we do have to get a waltz in here because we do a waltz in every show. So let's get that waltz taken care of, shall we? I have Bill Roberts and his orchestra. This is the Petite Waltz. I guess that means my turn, huh? There's your waltz, and it's the Petite Waltz, just a little bitty waltz. Bill Roberts in the orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. In case you haven't figured it out yet, the gimmick for the show, basically, is everything we play is coming off genuine phonograph records. Every now and then we hit a nice scratchy one or something, got a lot of patina on it, makes it sound authentic. You know how that goes. I found a 78 I'm going to play, darn it. We've been doing a 78 every week, you know, an old shellac record. And I hadn't found anything that I hadn't played yet. And I'm weird. I just don't like repeating things unless I have to. And I know that now in the regular part of the show, there's, you know, some repetition now, but I've been playing them for 8 years. You're bound to bring one around again now and then. But I hadn't been doing that with the 78s yet. And I've got to get down into storage and pull out some more boxes and get some more polkas out of there. And I will. I will. But we'll see. My wife, my daughter, are going to have a rummage sale, I think, next week. No, the week after, I think. Week after. And that is leading to all kinds of mess. And I'm having nothing to do with it. But as part of the deal, I also want none of the money. If they make $1 billion selling crap, I don't care. My job is to drive the pickup truck full of garbage that they uncover to the dump. I guess it's not a dump anymore. It's a transfer station, isn't it? Yeah, transfer station. Anyway, coming up here in a minute or two, we're going to play the Tennessee Polka by Jack Day, because I thought it was a pretty good record, and it's a pretty good shape, so it sounds pretty good, and everything's pretty good about it. So we're going to do that after we do Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra, the Adam's Apple Polka. Hey, yo, Bernie Witkowski there, and the Adam's Apple Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, coming to you from beautiful, sunshiny northern Minnesota today. Well, we do it every week we come from here. It's the same darn studio every time, after all. Be fun to do, like, a remote show from somewhere one day. Well, so I did that once. I did one from my son's house in Kansas a while back. That was a hoot, because he had equipment. He's got a studio down there, too, but he uses his mostly for music recording, like a band or something, but more than adequate for doing the Oompa Hour, too. All right, we play a 78 every week. This is the first officially recognized repeat record from the 78s so far, because I haven't found anything fresh, but I like this one, and it's a good, clean record, and it sounds real good, and you can dance to it. This is Jack Day, and it's the Tennessee Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Every Saturday night, they do a barn dance of pride to the Tennessee Polka. Cut a rug on the floor with the one you adore to the Tennessee Polka. Every girl has a bow and her heart is aglow, dancing the Tennessee Polka. They come all the way up from Texas to sway to the Tennessee Polka. Swing 'em around. Hey, zip pa-doo-da-dee. Swing and be glad that you found the polka from Tennessee. Nashville, Knoxville, wherever you go, they all seem to agree. It's more fun, get your blues on the run with the polka from Tennessee. They do a barn dance of pride to the Tennessee polka. Cut a rug on the floor with the one you adore to the Tennessee polka. Every girl has a bow and her heart is aglow dancing the Tennessee polka. They come all the way up from Texas to sway to the Tennessee polka. Swing them around, hey, zip-a-doo-da-dee. Swing them, be glad that you found the polka from Tennessee. Nashville, Knoxville, wherever you go, they all seem to agree. It's more fun, get your blues on the run with the polka from Tennessee.
Hey, yo, Jack Day there, doing the old Tennessee polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. There's our 78 of the day. Whoa, slow that baby down. Those record players are really flying along at 78. Of course, that used to be a normal deal. You didn't even notice. But, man, be sure you read the label before you start the record, because you can't look at those where they're going around or you'll throw up, man. Let's see. Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips over here in turntable number two and the My Baby Polka. You gotta love all that. Wah, wah, wah. And there you have Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Is there something I'm forgetting to, like, tell you guys this week? I feel like I'm slacking off in the information passing along department. I did say, speaking of, I was just thinking of the Shemileskis because I played one of their records a little bit ago. I saw in the news this week that it looks like the world's largest corn maze is here in Minnesota now and owned by, I think the guy's name was Brad Shemileski. 110 acres corn maze with four different paths rated from easy to extreme. And now they got an electronic thing. You can bleep a code with your phone to figure out your way out in case you get stuck inside the thing. But it seems to me, I read the current Guinness World Record is a 60-acre corn maze, and this one's 110. So that'll beat the record by a long shot. But it's here in Minnesota. I don't remember where. But, hey, we'll take another claim to fame any way we can get it, you know? Seems like I played Gil Steele's band last week. Did I not put some records away last week or what? Did I play the Prune Dumpling Polka last week? It seems like I did. Maybe my organizational skills have become far worse over the last few weeks. I don't know, but if I played it last week, I'm playing it again, all right? There you have the Gil Steele Band and the Prune Dumpling Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week. I don't know if I have anything. I feel like I'm neglecting to tell you something important this week, and I have no idea what that might be. Why do I not? A disorganization has struck. I can't find the sleeve that this record is supposed to go into. Oh, man, well, fine. We'll just put it over there till I find it, huh? All right, I think we got time to probably sneak in a couple more tunes. We'll see how that goes. I'll do this, and then we'll be back.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. you'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I got a couple more here to spin. Maybe three if I can squeak one in here. I don't think this one's ever been on the show either. I sit here pulling out these records, and I'm like, how do I not recall having ever played this record? I have Stardust doing the Shyster Schottische. For some reason, I don't think this one's ever been on the show. So, Schottischers, here you go. See, you know that ending? You know what that was? Dun, 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 dun. You know what they call that in the music biz? That's the shave and a haircut ending. Shave and a haircut, two bits. Ha! You learn something every day. I knew I went to music college for a reason. It's true. I went to college to be a music teacher. I was going to major in music and elementary education, and I was going to teach fifth graders how to play trumpets. Yeah, that didn't work out. College is not my thing. It's like, why are you teaching me chemistry? How will this help me teach small children to play trombones? It seemed a horribly inefficient way to get a job. So I went to radio school instead. I don't make any money, but it's a lot more fun, and I didn't have to learn chemistry. So I guess it worked out in the end. Here's Ray Henry Orchestra, the Farmer's Wedding Polka. Ha ha ha! Wow, that's a good scratchy one there. That makes it authentic. Ray Henry and the orchestra. That's the Farmer's Wedding Polka. And that brings us to the wraps here of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. She's about as filled up as we're going to get it here without overflowing. But don't worry about it, because I already got a stack of records started for next week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.